We're in Matt's hood right now. What's the name of your hood?
Tezukuyama.
Tezukuyama.
It's in Osaka.
Is there a mountain? Because yama means mountain.
I don't know. I guess it must be built on a little hill.
Is it hilly at all? It doesn't look like it.
We're gonna walk to like a small hill. I mean, it's less of a mountain and more of like hills.
Yeah.
But
so the point of these episodes, these Doki Doki walks and talks, is to get the surrounding sounds. And I'm kind of curious about this one because generally you want to be in a noisy area, you know, and your neighborhood is very, very quiet.
Yeah, we are in a quiet neighborhood. And we're going to try to walk into a few places that might have some sounds for you. But you just heard the last tram that is running in Osaka. Osaka has a lot of subways and a lot of trains.
But a tram.
But yeah, it's like a trolley from San Francisco, right?
Yeah, and it's insane in a major city that there's like a function. It's not like the one in San Francisco, I feel like, is kind of like a gimmick now, right? It's like their thing, and it's maybe not the most useful thing in the world. Don't you think?
I think that this one does still serve a purpose.
That's what I'm trying.
Not a lot of people.
That's what I'm trying to say. It's like legit, and they don't like advertise it or market it and say like, oh, we got a tram. Like it's just real. It's just everyday life. But we are getting more sounds. Even you just hear people going by on bikes or you know school kids hanging out and stuff. And I think it's gonna work.
Yeah, I think so. And at least if not, we could talk about like what a quiet neighborhood is
yeah,
like.
Yeah. You know? Well, the point is that. The whole point of this podcast 2.0 is to go below the surface, you know, and to not really talk about robots or sushi.
Or Tokyo all the time.
But, you know? Yeah. But even for us, it's hard to think about some of those things. So we thought just walking and seeing some of the things that we take for granted would give us some ideas of things to talk about, you know? There was a guy, Rich Pav Hiro from Japan, we talk about it in our Japanese podcast episode where we kind of shout out to all the podcasts that gave us inspiration. And he did this, and he actually had a really, really cool setup. So I've always gotten inspiration from that because I loved that when I didn't live here. So if you're not living here, I think this episode is like the next best thing.
I'm glad that we're doing the commentary because I've heard, like, I mean, the walking tour kind of thing.
Yeah, too much.
Especially to me, it's a little bit boring. Like, personally, being real here, I wouldn't particularly listen to, like, just somebody walking around.
Not even for Japan when you didn't live here?
No.
Really?
I don't think I would. I would listen to something that might have Japanese sound effects and Japanese sounds in the background, but no, that's not something that I would ever sit around listening to. I'd listen to maybe music with some of that behind it.
I loved it.
But I see how, like, it can be appealing for people, you know, and I mean, it can paint you a picture, especially if you're on your commute or something, you know, and you want to hear, like, a different
life. I'm not that hardcore, like I said. I always try to talk less, but end up talking more. But like you said, maybe that's a good thing.
Well, I think when you go on these walks, there's a lot you could, there's a lot you overlook.
Yeah. Like,
here goes the train right now.
Like post offices. We're walking by a post office right now, and Japanese post offices are pretty awesome. I really hate the USPS, United States Postal Service, where we're from, and I don't trust them at all. And USPS is great. It's really cheap. Their banks are good. You can send money home easily there if you're not from Japan. They have, like, English banking.
Yeah.
And they have little setups in, like, all the convenience stores. So you can just store your mail right in the convenience store.
The postal boxes are really cool.
What color are they in Japan?
Iconic.
What color?
Red.
Yes, they're very,
yeah, they're
like
red.
You said, iconic.
They stand out. They have like the kanji is like a T with a line above
That's
it.
Exactly right.
And you could find those all over the place, but it's just one of those things that you kind of
But the box
on your day-to-day life.
The box is not a box. It's like a crazy shape. It's like a cylinder, right? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, no, it's not like a cylinder. It's like a it's just got rounded edges. Okay. So it's like a rectangle with rounded edges. I mean,
there's multiple ones because I know some that look like straight up cylinders, like a pole almost.
But before I was trying to say,
sorry,
you're cutting me off.
We're just talking about what we see.
Well, no, I was gonna say that there's a lot that you overlook when you live in Japan for a long time, and so talks like these, you know, we'll get to like. pay attention to things that like you'd see on your daily life, you know, that you just kind of take for granted, you know.
We're in a convenience store now, so be quiet and you can just listen to the smooth jazz. Guess what convenience store that was. If you've been to Japan, you might, because they always play the same song music, on repeat.
Is it the Monkees?
I think it's... Is it Cheer... All right, I'm going to embarrass myself here. It's Cheer Up Sleepy Jean. Oh, what does it... Daydream Believer. Is that the Monkees?
No, Daydream Believer is a different song, isn't it?
Is that, I thought that was Daydream.
I don't know.
Our audience can correct us. Decide who's right.
I don't know if you could hear it. Hopefully you could hear
the song stopped,
over there.
I stopped by one of the speakers.
To get some so, vibes?
Let's hope so, yeah.
Because that is a sound that you hear every day.
Yeah, I never knew that one.
Yeah.
A lot of cover songs you hear in convenience stores, too. Not just that one, but there's some others.
There's a fellow playing golf right here, practicing his swing.
There you go, in a vacant lot or something.
On occasion, you do see, like, on weekends or really late at night, you see some business guys... outside, like swinging a tennis racket or golf.
Sometimes it's invisible. Sometimes they're just doing the motion without the actual thing. Have you ever seen that?
Oh yeah, yeah. It's just practice. It's the repetition so they're when they do go golfing or they do play tennis. You know, it's really they're all loosened up. Let's walk this way.
I think we should just walk and keep walking and talking. It's November right now. It's getting pretty cold.
Yeah, this is the first week where the temperature has started to, like, drop. And
this for me is, like, the last. Like, this is still great weather. I really like this, you know. I don't have to have on a heavy jacket or any gloves or anything. But 10 degrees more, and it's all downhill.
Yeah, it's not as comfortable. I mean, unfortunately, fall is a very short season
fall,
here.
Fall is my favorite season.
And yeah.
I feel like this fall has been shorter than most.
Yeah, we might get a few more weeks of it. I hope so.
It's hard to say. Leaves start? Nah, we got time. The leaves are still green.
Yeah, I mean, I hope.
I want to talk about, like, this kind of housing. Architecture is one of my hobbies and interests, and I love Japanese architecture. This place is weird. They're like townhouses, right? Is that how you describe them?
They look like condos, like we have in California.
They have a feature that I usually don't like, which is they all are exactly the same. It's like the same light brown color.
Well, in these old neighborhoods, like the one that I live in, most people, like the older families, you know, like a lot of elderly people, they own houses. And they're going to stay in that house until probably they die because the price of housing and the price of land is really expensive.
I can talk about that a bit more. The price of land, you're very right, is expensive.
Yeah.
My friends own houses here. But the houses are actually really, really cheap compared, again, to the U.S. So they'll stay on that land probably until they die. But actually, a lot of people, instead of just buying new houses or whatever, they just tear down that house. Because it's like, let's say you buy a house and land, and it's like $300,000 US. Typically, 200 or 250 of that is the property, and like it's like 50 grand or 100 grand for like a starter house here. So what they do is they just knock down the house and build a new one, usually.
And what happens is it makes a weird juxtaposition when you're walking down the street. There's old houses with tile roofs, you know, and then there are these big condo-looking houses. And sometimes in my neighborhood, there's a few big mansions. That's what we call them.
Yeah.
California.
No, we call them the same in Michigan.
Yeah.
This place on the right's awesome. Is this part of the temple? It looks like, so if I had to guess, I would say this is like a horse stable.
Well, these are some of the older houses. You could just look by the brickwork.
Yeah.
It's seen some years.
It's cobblestone. It's awesome, though.
Tile roof.
The bottom is all wood, and the top is like a white cement or concrete. Yeah, the tile roof. You know what I love?
Here's a Buddha right here.
I love Buddha, but I also love these drainage pipes. They're always really unique, and they get like, what do you call that at the bottom, where the copper turns green?
Yeah, rust, I guess.
Nah.
I don't know.
Tarnish. There's a word where copper turns like that greenish color. It happens a lot here. It's awesome. Here's a chiropractor. Chiropractors are rare in Japan.
Yeah, we got one right here.
You gotta go. How's your back?
My back's doing all right, actually. Yeah, I had a headache the other day because I slept a little funny, but
I had that last night. I woke up with a crick in my neck.
Yeah.
I got a boy playing baseball, throwing up against the wall over here. Like we were talking about in our last episode, people would just do things out in public that, you know, you don't have a backyard. Just do it out in the street.
Yeah.
Huh. These are cool. Would you ever live in a house like this?
I've lived in houses similar. I think mostly my cousins and stuff in San Pedro and those kind of neighborhoods, they have a lot of like houses where they have two floors, you know.
Mm. So sticking on like the architecture thing, I always thought Japanese architecture was the most amazing ever. The fact is, only like the really rich people get to live in those houses that you see in like the magazines or if you follow like certain architecture firms out here. But the houses that are 95% of Japan and the actual neighborhoods, on the outside, they're not that great looking. But the inside are awesome, really modern and nice. But the outside's, you know, there's not a lot of character to them, I would say.
One thing I think I'd like to mention is that when we lived in Korea, you know,
well, architectures are way better than that.
Well, but all the buildings are all the same. Like they'll build
high-rise apartments.
Yeah. One thing I noticed on my last big train ride is that what Japan is good at doing is they add a little detail to even like
make
some of the most generic buildings. Not in every place, but like in major cities, you might see this, where it's just a typical normal apartment building, except maybe the staircase is like a spiral staircase, or there's like a little overlook or something a little off about the architecture. And I think people who do build buildings, you know, they just want to add in some of the like, a little character. You'll see it if you're riding like on the train and stuff. It's not like every building is cookie cutter, you know.
That's right. No, it's better than a lot of places in the world. But again, before I came here, I thought, you know, when you look in the magazines, I'm sure it'd be the same with the U.S. or anywhere else. You know, what's published in magazines isn't actual reality. Like, not all American houses have pools, right? And like our mansions, McMansions, like you said, got the, you know, little small ranches and stuff too.
Another thing you could mention about my neighborhood is there are a lot of animals like dogs. A lot of people own pets, cats and dogs, birds. You see people going out walking their dogs a lot. And in Japan, most people are very, those are cool. Plus, yeah, little drainage, temple drains. But a lot of people walk their dogs, they carry around bags and they pick up like, you know, the dogs, if the dogs poop on the floor, they always pick it up. Mm. And they carry around a bottle of water which they splash on the spot that their dogs pee or poo. And you see that all the time.
We should talk about like, you see people spraying down pavement all the time here. Do you see that in your neighborhood? In my neighborhood, I got to see old people out in the morning spraying down the cement.
Oh, yeah, with cleaning water. Cleaning. Sometimes just in my apartment building, like I'll come outside and I'll see somebody cleaning the patio and scrubbing the dirt and the leaves off.
And a lot of times when I do take video here or take pictures and send it home to family, they always say, it's so clean. And I think it's those kind of things that really take it up next notch, you know?
Yeah. Here's another thing you'll see in my neighborhood.
Ambulances.
Ambulances, yeah, because
people are old.
Yeah, there are a lot. There's a lot of old people, and this ambulance is just probably coming to pick somebody up right now.
We should get some relevance to where we are in Osaka. You know, no one's gonna know Tezukayama, but what they will know is Namba or Tennoji.
Oh well, there's a big. We're almost by a big landmark in Tezukayama. The probably one, the only ones are. It's Sumiyoshi Taishe, which is like the Sumiyoshi Temple.
That's
a lot of people come and visit this place. I mean, it's not a small place.
Mm.
So
if you're not familiar,
don't get it twisted.
If you're not familiar with Osaka, you probably only know like Shinsaibashi, Namba, Umeda, you know. Or if you don't live in Japan, you maybe don't know any of those places. But this place is awesome. This house.
Yeah.
But my point being
a little
that
octopus on his rearview mirror right there.
The houses, yeah. No, so like, yeah, every block's different. And this block, you know, if we're walking by five houses here, and they're all skinny and tall, but it's so different from each other. They're great.
One thing too, when you live in a Japanese neighborhood like this, is there are a lot of plants, potted plants.
That's right.
Trees, bonsai trees in people's yards.
Some people are. It's like overload. It's like, whoa! Like, why do you have so many plants?
Yeah, but once again, they probably don't have a yard, and so great place to do gardening is in front of their home.
Yeah. I got into plants here too. Joined the club.
Well, this is one thing I've been wanting to talk about for a while, but sewer caps.
I love sewers. Ninja Turtles live down there.
If the Ninja Turtles had sewers like this, they would.
Japan would be their dream country. Why? What's so awesome about the sewer manhole covers in Japan, Matt?
So the manhole covers have a lot of times they're decorated. So it'll be a picture of typically the temple that you're at, especially if you're in your temple.
This looks like a castle or something here. Like
yeah, Sakura. This is Osaka-jo.
Osaka-jo,
so Osaka Castle. Sometimes they will have, like, if you're closer to, like, a big landmark, it might have the actual landmark on it.
Yeah.
And you can find these all over Japan. It's not limited to Osaka.
That's right.
Tokyo does it.
Every area has their own, so they are kind of unique. And some are cooler than others. The painted ones, like you said, are the best.
Yeah, so on occasion you'll come across one that has, like, real colorful paint. Usually it's, like, bright greens, bright reds, bright
pink.
It's cool. When I was I used to be an art major before I changed to English. What I ended up graduating with an English degree. But when I was an art major, they used to say that, like, your Greek paintings or Greek statues and all that stuff were painted, you know, with real bright colors and stuff, and you just never would see it because, you know, all the paint has worn off.
Yeah.
And that's kind of when you come across those colored manhole covers, they're usually chipping and fading and stuff. I don't know. It just reminds me of that.
Nah, it's like the extra detail that Japan puts in. You know, it's probably annoying every 5 years to go in and paint those or whatever. But they still do it. It's a lot of things that other countries have just gone away with, you know, with globalization and stuff. But it seems like Japan's still holding on sometimes.
If I worked in the city, you know,
I'd hate it probably, right?
I would love it.
Yeah?
They told me, your job is to go around and paint the manhole
covers. We were art majors, right? But, it's definitely one of those cool details. Again, I did not know about before I lived here.
Yeah.
And it's kind of cool to collect them all in your neighborhood. I was taking pictures of all of them for like my first 6 months, and then I found out it's kind of a thing and people do it really, really well. There's like books documenting them. I'm like, oh, all right, I'm gonna give up then.
Yeah, but out here there's books documenting everything.
All right, so all the ones on this whole block have all been Osaka-jo. Which is interesting.
We'll see if the closer we get to the big Orange Bridge. Maybe we'll get some different ones.
I don't think I've been to this temple with you.
I think when I first moved out here, you came with us.
All right.
We didn't actually go inside.
Is this where your future cafe restaurant is?
No.
No, all right. I went to that one. I'll be surprised if I've been to this one.
Well, you'll get to check it out. I think you'll really like it.
Yes. I just came from Tokyo and recorded the episode there. Similar episode. Very rustic, I would say, parts of Osaka. You see a lot of literal rust on things.
Yeah.
Like, there's a bit of a brownish color. There's a lot of grays. Of course, Japan's kind of famous. People will always label it like a concrete jungle. But I see a lot of rust.
I think there's a lot of dilapidation, you know.
Yeah.
But one thing that I do want to point out is that it's pretty clean here. Mm. Like, as you can see, the streets are nice.
I can see it. But they can
hear
it.
Sometimes Osaka gets a bad rap because...
Osaka's known as, like, the dirtiest city in Japan. Big city.
Yeah, but I feel like that's kind of... I don't know. If you're in Dotonbori or you're in Amerikamura, maybe places with a lot of foot traffic and a lot of, you know, a lot of tourist traps, you know?
There's the tram. Tram again has pandas on it. That's awesome art. No, I agree, and I was talking about that in the Tokyo episode, that while Tokyo looks a little cleaner, it smells worse in Osaka, and Osaka has the bad rap, but it smells good here. It's not as bad as they make it out to be.
Yeah, I think having it be more spread out. Oh, there's some kind of event going on. All right.
This is great. I've never been here, man.
Yeah, this is great. This is one of our the most popular tourist attractions.
This is where you bring all the people, except for me.
Yeah, I haven't brought you here because you rarely come out to my neighborhood, man.
Yeah, this is maybe the fourth time I've been here, fifth time.
So we're entering a temple, the Sumiyoshi Taishe, which is a popular place for people to come visit, and it looks to me
like a big party going on. Club
Sumiyoshi. So you're going to hear some great... Yeah, I hear hip-hop
This Club
music.
Sumiyoshi. This is the best. I got vending machines and temples right now. I got three, and only two are lit up. That's crazy. Back home at a church, I don't know how many vending machines you got.
Oh, look, they've lighting up the lanterns as well, which is really rare.
We'll have to walk through there maybe after we record. It's Sunday night here. I have the day off tomorrow. It's not a Japanese public holiday. It's just because of my...
get the day off?
Because my school is not a Japanese company. I had to work on Saturday. But... So I don't know why there's this party kicking off at, like, 6 o'clock on a Sunday night. But we're stepping over some bamboo fences right now, which is a good point that they actually use bamboo here. It's not just a cliche for, like, a lot of everyday things.
So this temple is known for the Big Red Bridge.
Do you actually walk over that thing?
Yeah, you can take
awesome.
It. Maybe not now that there's a concert going on. Another thing you wouldn't see at, like,
a church
is, like,
a concert.
Guys are walking around with, like, a soju.
Well, I have a beer in my hand right now, and I was about ready to throw it away, but I feel part of the club now.
All right. Enjoy.
Yeah. Do you have your phone?
Yeah.
Maybe you can take a picture for the Instagram. I'm gonna toss this. I got some Japanese sweet potato with butter. It's in a cup, and they scoop some butter on the side in case I want to dip it in some butter.
Nice.
And then I think it's covered in sugar. Anyway, jump in. Let's do a tasting.
All right, let's try some of the sweet potato.
Wow, look at these chocolate-covered bananas over there.
A little butter on there.
Yeah, gotta get some butter. Did you get some?
Yeah. I'll wait for you.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
With sugar, that's
right?
Good. Yeah,
wow.
It's really good.
It's like a dessert.
Yeah, so we just came from a matsuri at that temple that we were at.
We had no idea it was going to happen, but
what they had was a review going on right now. The children are dancing. We just saw some kid pop lockers. If you go on our Instagram, you can find the video.
Yeah, it'll probably be a couple weeks old, so I got to go back a bit.
Yeah.
But that's kind of like life in Japan compared to where I'm from back home, you know? You would know if this was happening. But we just walk out the door, you know, and stuff's going on.
Well, it's a Sunday night, and, you know, there's loads of people, like, at our temple right now, our local temple. I'm trying to think of back home if there's any events like this, and I guess if you live next to, like, a public park, you might have some events on occasion, like... Kids come out and maybe they do singing or there's a play, like, you know, Shakespeare in the Park or something. But this stuff goes on all the time. You just
don't know when it's happening. Mm. Or at least I don't know when it's happening.
Yeah. I think it's part of living in a country where you don't speak the language.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's awesome. It always keeps things exciting, you know? I've just been hearing, you heard some squeaks back there. People in Japan, I don't know what it is about the brakes on their bicycles, but they're always so squeaky.
Mine's starting to squeak.
So I'm glad we got some of that. We're walking by like an herb shop right now, which is considered like Chinese medicine usually. Lots of hand drawings of hands. So hand drawn drawing of hands. That's an interesting sentence. We got Coffee House Luigi, yeah, but there's no green cap or mustache.
You know, there are these types of cafes in Japan. They're kind of like old style cafes. You're not really supposed to talk when you go into them.
Have you been to one? I've never been to one.
No, because I mean,
because you're afraid. I mean, I'm afraid to
talk usually when I'm going to a cafe. Mm. But
I heard the coffee is good and stuff. It's like for old people.
Yeah, it's quiet. It's smoke filled. People are reading. You know, they're smoking. Mm. Cafe Luigi is one of those. They always are selling key coffee.
I don't know. K-E-Y?
Yeah. Hmm. And I don't know why that's the coffee brand that they decide to use. In my neighborhood, there's a little bit of a variety because we sell bourbon coffee. Like, so a lot of the old cafes sell bourbon coffee, which is a cafe roaster that's near my house.
Gotcha. There's definitely less foreigners in your neighborhood than mine. Mm-hmm. Number one, I haven't seen any. Number two, I get a lot more looks here from people. Mm-hmm. Not only are we talking loudly in English now, but when I was coming to your place on my own, being quiet, I noticed a lot of people were kind of staring at me. And I don't get that.
Yeah, there are taxis everywhere in this part of the neighborhood, I think, because there are a couple of bars around. There's a lot of people on bikes.
Is this part of the park, too?
So this is a different part. Mm. In the summertime, they do barbecues out here. And so this whole, all the south side of the park is full of people, like, partying. And during the Sakura Blossom Festival, Hanabi parties go on over here.
Nice.
It's a little bit cold, so if you guys hear us, like, going, woohoo, because it's not.
Sniffling.
Yeah. This park is famous for the Pokemon.
Pokemon Go, huh?
Yeah. So it's kind of quieted down now. I think Pokemon Go is kind of on the wane. Yeah, but yeah. When that game was in its finest form, this was the place to come.
Well, there's some video you took, I think, then.
Yeah.
Of it here, if you go on our...
That actually was a different part.
If you go on our Instagram. Oh, okay, all right.
But it's similar, yeah. I mean, this place was blowing up with Pokemon players until recently, actually. Because I've still been playing.
Yeah. Well, cool. Anything else you kind of want to say about this neighborhood or anything you observed tonight?
I think we've gotten all the exciting parts.
And you know what? I think the weird thing is, I bet we got more background sounds here than I did in like Shibuya and Tokyo. That's awesome.
Oh, here's a party in the park, right. Maybe.
We'll end on this party, maybe. This,
yeah. Yeah, so...
we hear some people talking.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you end up living in Japan and stuff, I mean, like I said, it's easy to take a lot of this stuff for granted. But, you know, these are the sounds that make up our lives. And, you know, every day I'm grateful that I'm here. And
for me, it just gave us so many talking points of stuff I never would have thought of, you know. And we could have done full podcast episodes and... biking in Japan, or you know, like temples in Japan, or whatever's happening right now in Japan.
Yeah.
But we just talked about them, you know, quick, 60 seconds, and I don't know. I think we could do this a couple more times, you know, and get. What are these people doing?
I think it's some party, maybe a birthday party or something, or maybe even a barbecue. Who knows? Well,
anyway.
Yeah, this is...
That's a wrap.
Yeah, this is Japan 2.0. You can find us all over the internet. We're at Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram at Japan 2.0. We're at WordPress.com. Japan 2.0 at WordPress.com.
That's our blog.
And, and subscribe to us on iTunes. Leave us a review. And if you leave us a review, we'll read it on the air. So.
Yeah.
That's a little prize for you.
It is. It is.
Might
We've been getting people not writing reviews on iTunes since that one, but a lot of Instagram stuff lately.
Yeah, Twitter. We've had some people talking with us. So, you know, we appreciate all the communication that you guys have been doing. Thank you for listening. We really appreciate every listen.
Yeah, if you ever have any ideas or questions or things you want to hear about, let us know. Kind of part of the reason I felt even more encouraged to do these things that we're doing right now was we had a listener saying he likes the really like mundane part of Japan that we talk about. So this is about as mundane as I think we're going to get. So this is for you, buddy. And on that note, we're out.
Yeah, peace.
Peace.